Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, a good Festivus Friday afternoon. It is time to grieve. And it is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate at Q39KC.com. Dana Wright, you get the honorary first grievance of every week.
I am here to say that I cannot grieve because we have a new addition to our family that has made me very happy this week. And despite your efforts and Sam's efforts to knock me down today by reminding me of all of my pitfalls in the arena of pet ownership over the years, I will persevere with my happiness and strength and remain joyful for this past week's life change.
Can I get a clarification on your grievance?
Yes.
Is pitfall another word for accidental death?
Nice. Very nice.
I now have a second grievance, and that is your jerk face.
You said you didn't even have a first grievance.
Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's get to it. We got a full board, so when you hear somebody drop off, that is, or end their comments, that is your chance to get in at 913-586-7798. Jim in Bates City. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon, all.
Hi.
My grievance has been brewing since noon Eastern. That abomination that FIFA put on and called the World Cup draw show.
Before you continue, and you're going to, I want you to know that I watched the entire thing. I'm a huge soccer fan. I echo every word you're about to say. It was an abomination.
Huge soccer fan also. My family and I, my five brothers, we were texting, waiting for this. And I don't know if it was the host of Kevin Hart and Heidi Klum. What? I mean, did not look like they rehearsed 1 minute of this.
Yes.
Don't know if it was the interviewer interviewing in English, answering in foreign language with no subtitles or translations,
mm-hmm.
or was it the made-up award given? So many things that were
You're talking about the
well,
peace
we're
prize.
Well, we're not going to talk about that, Jim, because we don't talk about politics on this program.
I'm not going to mention it either.
However, Jim, when I walked in the newsroom, Scott was beside himself at the drawn out, unnecessary nature of
it was
the announcement.
Jim, let me just add a couple of things for those who missed it. Kevin Hart acted like he had been dropped off at the Kennedy Center 2 minutes before the show started and had no idea why he was there.
Exactly.
Heidi Klum, I thought she was fine. But here's the problem, like Rio from who played for England.
Trying
to make people funny when they're not naturally funny and this just scripted bad jokes. I was like, this is way too long. They needed to do it like CBS does the NCAA basketball tournament. Get the show opened and let's go.
100%.
Right. You have a great weekend, my friend. Be well.
You as well.
Mike in Warsaw. Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
I have a grievance about with the lowlifes that think when they skip scan, they are sticking it to the man. Because I can tell you 100% for sure with Walmart, they keep track of everything that goes in that store and everything that goes out, what they lose, whether it's a breakage, whether it's a theft or whatever. The employee takes the hit at the end of the year on their bonuses. The Walmart themselves don't eat that. The employees do.
Mike, great grievance. Appreciate the call, man. Lainey in Blue Springs. Lainey, hello.
Hi, Dana. You remember earlier this week you were talking about that our phones are reading our minds?
Yes.
Okay, so last night I thought, what am I going to have for supper? So I looked in the freezer and I had a Stouffer's lasagna. So I popped it in the oven, didn't text anything, didn't say anything. I sit down on the couch, open up Facebook, and there's an ad for Stouffer's lasagna.
Oh my God. See, I'm telling you, they're spying on our brains.
They are. It's like, oh my gosh, I immediately thought of you.
Lainey, thank you.
Be well. Have a great
day. I knew I wasn't crazy. I think that they're listening to our brains.
Scott in Overland Park. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
How you guys doing?
Good.
So, as you may know, my family, we run an event company, and I always grudge the winter time. I mean, I love winter. I love the weather of it, but it's slow for us. The business slows down a little bit, and it kind of sucks a little bit. But I will say I am forever grateful for the people, our customers, all year, but especially the ones that run from us during the winter season.
It's a good grievance, man. And I hope business picks up.
Yeah, and if you're in Merriam tonight, I'll be slinging some cotton candy.
That a baby. Oh.
Sling that candy. Scott, that cotton candy ain't going to sling itself.
That's right.
You bet it won't.
All right, man, be safe. Be well.
Slanging it.
Brian in Lenexa. Brian, hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing well. Thank you, man.
So, my grievance is with my vehicle. I dropped it off Tuesday evening to have an oil change and have a couple of tests done because it was acting a little funny in the past month or so.
Okay.
Picked it up. Everything was just dandy. They said they found nothing wrong with it. Drove it for the day. No issue. Drove it home that evening. And it started having what I can only describe it as an aneurysm on the roadway.
Wow.
Pulled over, put in my little scanner, because I have one on hand. Random cylinder misfire. And put things in perspective, I work up in Lenexa. It is an hour drive home. That trip took me hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes last night.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But to couple with that, I have a gratitude of my parents being generous people loaning me their vehicle for the day. Amen. So I don't have to drive that.
Amen. Good for you, buddy. All right. Be well. Take care. Another Brian, this one in North Kansas City. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Happy Friday. Hey, I wanted to call and first of all say you guys have a wonderful show. You do a great job on a regular basis, and I appreciate what you all do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that being said, I've been meaning to call in forever and a day. I just have to ask, can we do something about the bumper music? Could we maybe put some good music on, like back to the days of the Four Tops, the Temptations, something that really is good, other than whatever that noise is mainly goes out.
Now, Brian, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to challenge your grievance, but
no,
generally,
please, go ahead.
Our bumper music has been so popular that people demanded a playlist for it. Now,
oh my God. Well,
I love the old standards too, Brian.
You know, the hearing that just makes me believe that society is really circling the bowl then.
All right, Brian, what is your least favorite bumper song that Sam plays?
Oh,
I know there's so many, but just pick one.
There are. I mean, you know, I'd go on for days, and very seldomly do I hear something that goes, finally,
finally. I mean, there's just too many to tell. You don't have enough time.
What about You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi?
Oh, God, no.
You would hate that song.
Yes, sir.
What about some Willie Nelson, Brian?
Eh, depends.
Okay.
Early Willie was pretty good when he was still sober and, you know.
What about early Bon Jovi?
No.
That's a big thumbs down.
Yeah, pretty much. But listen, seriously, you guys do a great job. Sam, it's not personal, buddy. It's just business, just like in The Godfather.
Amen. All right, enjoy the music. Coming up, we've got more of your grievances, 913-586-7798. Hey, we're raising funds for Coats for Kids. If you can help, we'd really appreciate it. There is an incredible need in this town. Just take a moment if you can. Go to our website, kmbz.com. Just click on the tab for Coats for Kids or text your donation to 44321. Just type in KMBZ Coats. One word, KMBZ Coats to 44321.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, let's get some more grievances in here. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate, Q39KC.com. I don't think Brian's going to like that bumper song at all. At all. John in Olathe. John, hello.
Yes. My in-laws are driving in from Central Kansas tonight for me to drive them to the airport for their flight at 6 a.m.
Oh. What time are they getting in?
They're getting tonight, probably any time now.
Okay.
But then I have to, I have to get up at 4 a.m. to start driving them at 5 to catch their flight.
It's a little early there, John.
You got to tell me about it.
May God be with you.
Thanks.
You know, I think most people would agree. You don't really want to even take or bring home from the airport, like the people most beloved to you in the entire world. Like you do it because that's what we do, right?
Yes.
Like if T said, can you grab me from the airport? You're like, you know, probably rather watch a Nebraska game, but yes, I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or your children. You know, a buddy? Would you draw the line at a buddy or the in-laws?
There is a thing called Five Guys. I highly recommend them.
Yeah. The shuttle?
I've used Five Guys 1,000 times. They are good. Tom in Belton. Tom, hello.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, man? Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know what the deal is, but it just aggravates me to no end. I want to pull up and get gas. And I pull up to the gas pump, and I'm waiting for somebody that pulls up to the gas pump that doesn't get gas, and they park in front of it because they're too lazy or too self-centered to pull up into a parking spot and get their soda, their pack of cigarettes, or whatever it is they're buying. So they park in front of the gas pump, so it's right there, and they don't have to walk an extra 30 steps.
Sam, this is a real struggle at gas stations, is it not?
Oh, it's a major issue, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I deal with it all the time. And I noticed it more in Kansas City. I work all over the country, but I really noticed it in Kansas City. I don't know if Kansas City's that self-centered or it's their world and you're just breathing in it, but I notice it here.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay, thanks. Goodbye. 913-586-7798. Dave in Olathe. Dave, good afternoon.
Hey, so my grievance is social media, and I need to start following a lot less social media, but all these wannabe so-called influencers and everything, that it's like they all repeat the same script over and over without doing any research or facts, and they just repeat a bunch of lies. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on or whatever health trend of the day is, and it's just kind of annoying. I have to stop myself from wanting to jump in and argue with them and correct them, but if people just do a little bit of research, they would find out half these social media influencers, actually about 75%, are totally full of crap.
Tell Dana about it. What did you order the other day that was not what was advertised? It was a shirt, was it not? Wasn't that you?
It was a very thin, paper-like,
yes,
cellophane baggy materialed shirt that an influencer, you know, just... Oh, it's just so slimming. And, oh, ladies, you're just going to love
it. It's like you're wearing a cloud.
Look at the sleeves. You can dress it up with these pants or you can cinch it under a jacket. You know, and it really did. I was like, all right, I'm going to bite on this.
Yeah.
It came in the mail and it feels like paper. Like, be careful walking by a flame or you will be completely, what do you call it when people catch on fire?
Engulfed.
Yes.
Andrew.
But you'll look good.
Andrew in Merriam. Andrew, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Okay, my grievance tonight is that I'm in Merriam, and I just heard the caller earlier, Scott, and he was saying, if you like cotton candy, come on by, but I don't know where to go.
He's going to be slapping cotton candy Merriam tonight. Tell you what, you're right, and Merriam is not a big city, but it's a big, small town. He's probably listening right now. If you'll stay listening to the radio, I'll probably drop the call to get another person in. Just keep listening to the show. I'll have him text it in and let you know as soon as I can. How about that?
Fantastic. Thanks so much, guys.
Okay, Andrew, you bet. So cotton candy, schlepper, whatever, text us in. The text line is the same as the phone number, 913-586-7798. Please let us know the location of the schlepping of the cotton candy tonight. Okay, in Merriam. Sally in Kansas City. Sally, hello.
Well, hello, hello. I like the bumper music. I just want to say, I think if bumper music is usually fitting to whatever is going on, and I think that's hard to do on the fly, and so that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling to say I don't like a weak handshake, especially it feels like it's usually women, but then somehow it's always a clammy hand. But then so much way I'm even more offended when it's a wimpy, weak handshake out of a man. I don't know why.
Amen, Sally. The wet noodle.
Terrible. The wet noodle makes me look and think, dear God, what happened there? I don't know. And then also, I am offended by pet Zempic. Chubbs can eat whatever the heck Chubbs wants to eat, your cat. And also, what do they want to turn Biscuit into a Triscuit? Because this is horse crap. I didn't know I could say C-R-A-P, but the last guy just did, and I just think it's very fun. But anyway, let's all just strap on a nice handshake and let Biscuit and Chubbs eat what they want.
Firm, with firmness,
Thank
Sally.
You.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, with firmness. Goodbye.
Love that woman.
No, that's true. You know, with women, it doesn't really bother me if it's kind of a weak handshake.
It's not great. I don't like judging people, but it right out of the gate, but ladies, you can't do it.
If you're a lady and you give me a firm handshake, your stock just went up on my market. But with a guy, if you give me a sloppy, dead, wet fish, your stock goes way down. Handshakes are incredibly important.
They're incredibly important. And isn't it true that it was like hundreds of years ago to show someone you weren't armed?
That's the wave.
That's the wave.
Yes. That's why you wave at somebody. Mm. And you're supposed to wave with your right hand because most people
I'm going to just
right-handed.
Be honest. I will judge a woman immediately if I get the... It makes me think things that probably aren't true about that person. And I know that you shouldn't do that, but I do.
Handshakes are so important that my father, when I was a kid, pulled me aside and taught me how to give a proper...
You look someone in the eye.
You look him in the eye and you squeeze as firmly as they squeeze yours.
When a woman doesn't... I want to immediately say... What is wrong with you? Why do you do that? Let's have a talk. Let me help you.
The only thing worse, if I may just real quick, Sam, is when, you know, I'm now 5'11", I'm shrinking. Mm-hmm. When I shake the hand of like a Tim Grunhardt or something, and my hand is not even half the size of theirs, and I can't wrap my fingers underneath their hand, you've got a big hand. And I just like, and I'm like, I always say, let's try that again. And then finally, with somebody like Tim, I have to just quit.
Try that again. I mean, sometimes, especially in the winter, hands get a little clammy, as she was talking about. And if I know that it's going to be more moist than I want it to be.
Gross!
I will not have full confidence with that handshake. I will hold back a little bit. And it's not supposed to be like a disrespect thing. I don't want them to be, you know, offended by the texture of my palm.
The moistness?
Yeah.
Well, you just come right out and say it, Sam. Like, excuse me, I know I'm usually a firm handshake kind of guy, but I'm a little moist today.
This one's coming in wet.
I will shake their hand and say, don't worry, it's not pee.
All right. We'll get to everybody else in just a moment, so hang tight. 913-586-7798. We do have an open line. Andrew, if you're still listening, we just heard back from Scott, the cotton candy slinger. He is going to be at the Merriam Community Center tonight. Merriam Community Center. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com. It is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, and it is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. At Q39KC.com. Hey, if you get a minute, go to our webpage, KMBZ.com. If you can make a donation to Coats for Kids, we would really appreciate it. The need is real. I'm not kidding. It is real. There are kids in this town, for whatever reason, they don't have a coat when they're at the bus stop in the winter. If you can help, go to KMBZ.com or text to 44321 the word KMBZ Coats. One word, KMBZ Coats to 44321. We want to thank our partners with Pinnacle Bank, and also with Operation Warm. Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So my grievance is whenever we have a major winter event like we had on Monday, inevitably you'll hear someone say that just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean you have four-wheel stop. And it drives me bonkers every time I hear it because, yes, it does. In fact, two-wheel drive cars have four-wheel stop. If your vehicle has four wheels, all four wheels are going to try to stop. And the biggest issue I have with this is because it's misinformation, because all four wheels are going to try to stop, I think people kind of tend to brush it off or miss the actual message that's being sent, and that is that four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive does nothing to help you stop faster. And I think that's what people should say when that comes up.
It's really?
Just that. Just leave it at that. Four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive does nothing to help you stop faster. But if you've got four wheels, all four wheels have brakes on them. So all four wheels are going to try and stop.
Mike, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Another Mike, this one in Blue Springs. Hello.
Hey, friends.
Hi.
Might have missed it, but we got to get some live remotes going on with y'all out in public. Wouldn't that just be delightful?
Dude, you're talking above my pay grade. Honest
is
to God.
Right?
Mm-hmm. We never
want you guys out there in the public so we can see the face to the program. It would be awesome.
Well, the face is not getting any better as I age. That's not funny.
All right. Hey, one final thing. Scott, congratulations on your sobriety.
Thank you.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
Thank
that's
you. It. All right, buddy. Take care. Be
thank
well.
Thank you, Mike. Delightful. I don't
it was
that's
very nice. It,
yeah.
Bob in Belton. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. I just wanted to say, like, my grievance is with I've been clean since the 4th of July from doing drugs, and I hate it that the drug dealers that say they're my friends, like, oh, yeah, I want you to get better. I want you to get better. You're doing good. But then they'll still text me and be like, hey, I'm making a run today. Do you want anything? Mm. And I'm like, no, actually, I don't.
You're like, to the store for milk? I could use a gallon of milk. Yes.
Might want to lose those phone numbers, buddy.
I try to, but they find another way to get through. But honestly, I wanted to make a gratitude to you guys. Scott, Dana, Sam, the month that I went through withdrawals, you guys honestly made me smile when I thought that it was impossible.
Hmm.
I've listened to you guys for years, and I mean, you guys actually made me laugh when I didn't think I could even laugh. So I thank you for that, and I've been a longtime listener, but that is my grievance is those people that say they were my friends, and they keep trying to keep me going back.
Bob, you keep going. You keep going mm-hmm. on your right path, and we're glad that you're healthy.
Never give up.
Thank you.
All right. Be safe and be
thank
well.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Keep it going.
You bet. Thank you, man. We do have a couple open lines if you want them. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Let's go to Erica in Olathe. Erica, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi. So I love the fall, and partially because you go to a grocery store and they have the caramel apples and they have plain, or you can get the nuts. And my grievance is that the season for those is too short.
I agree.
I'll go to the store and then they're nowhere to be found.
Erica, are you around my age or younger? Do you mind me asking?
I'm similar to your age.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember growing up, we would have apples and you would put the popsicle stick in the apple, and then they sold like on wax paper round pieces of caramel, and you would wrap it up and around the apple. What was that, a 1979-80 thing? Like, I have never seen that since my childhood.
I've seen it at grocery stores, but it's not as good as the ones that are already pre-made.
Oh, now see, I've never bought a pre-made one, Erica. My grandma used to put those in the oven. Oh, man.
Oh.
Like 250 degrees for like, I don't know, what, 5 minutes? Like, I don't take cooking advice from me. But I there was nothing better than that wax paper caramel.
Huh. I'll try it if I run into it.
I thought you dipped the apple in like a pot of
you can, but
caramel.
When we were growing up, they would have these little round,
I remember.
You know, they looked like round cheese slices, but mm-hmm. it was caramel. And you would wrap it up like a present over the apple.
Huh.
And then grandma would stick that in the oven for just
a couple minutes.
Not very long.
Yeah. You'll know.
Oh, God, that caramel was so good.
Let's go to Michael in Overland Park. Hello, Michael.
Hello. Just love the show.
Thank you.
Wanted to shout out Travis. Worked with your son.
Oh, yay.
But my grievance is with manholes. They make the manholes on the side that you drive, so when you go over it, there's a little...
Try driving Shawnee Mission Parkway on the way home.
Why do they not put the manhole in the center of the road? That is a great grievance.
Exactly.
Then you've got to jog over or do that because it's too late. And then by the time you realize there's a manhole there, you've already gone gunk.
Or you got to do the little side swerve and then the cop behind you thinks it, you know.
Yes.
By the way, just heard from Greg Tott from the Dare Show.
My favorite grievances of all time. Why aren't the manholes in the middle?
I don't know, but drive on the right lane all the way down westbound Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Ka-gunk,
you'll lose teeth.
Ka-gunk.
You lose teeth. Greg Tott from the Dare Show says they're called rapples.
Rapples. Thank you, Greg. God, those were good when we were growing up.
They were good.
I love the memes a couple of years ago that said drivers in Kansas City in the winter, and it was a trace of a guy dodging all the potholes, and it was like sober driver, and then it was drunk driver going straight over all the potholes.
We do have some open lines. Fill them up, or Dana starts reading from the new. No, she'll start reading from the Old Testament tonight.
Oh, is that where we're going?
Starting with Genesis, huh?
Ooh, no, let's go with Leviticus. A little bit more controversial. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Chad in Odessa. Hello, Chad.
Hey, this is Chad Bernard. How's it going?
What, Chad Bernard?
What's up? How you doing?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Friday. I got to work tomorrow, but hey, you know, it is what it is. So my grievance is I-70. I've worked construction for over 25 years, and I work off the side of the road. And so I go 55 down I-70,
yes.
You know, where all the, you know, everything's pinched down. Semis, oh, they drive me crazy. They're flying past me 65, 70. Like, you can't slow that truck down, man. You guys got to ease up, for one. And then secondly, I mean, the tailgating. We could get home faster if people would quit tailgating. Just roll with it, you know? Stay back a little bit. We could all just get home instead of break, go. Break, go.
Yep.
That's all I got to say.
All right.
Chad from Odessa, thank you for the call.
Lucy and Lee Summit, before we get to a quick break. Hello, Lucy.
So I've got a gratitude for Dana.
Yes.
Yes. So you got a little bit of heat today for your run, do not walk.
Yes, pluribus.
Ugh. Yes. I didn't know about that one. I haven't even tried it. But I did watch the What the Doctor Saw, the JFK.
Oh.
And I will tell you.
Two shooters.
A gem. It's a gem. It's not too long. It's just the right amount of time to watch a show, and it's a good one.
Thank you,
Dana, for that one.
You are welcome, Lucy. It is What the Doctors Saw. It is about the JFK assassination. They sit down with all of the doctors who were in trauma room one at Parkland Hospital when they brought in the president.
Well, now that you've
gotten
a second.
With an entry wound in his neck and an exit. Wait.
Oh,
you know
God.
What I mean.
Oh, God.
There's two shooters. That is what the doctor saw. I don't mean to spoil it, but every single doctor says it was an entry wound in his neck.
Which side?
Right in the middle above his neck collar.
Which would mean that somebody fired from the grassy knoll.
Well, I don't know if it was the knoll or not, but it wasn't from behind him where Oswald was.
It was probably three shooters.
No, it's two, Sam. I'm telling you.
With
I believe,
four others
I believe
on standby
those doctors. And those
right.
doctors, by the way, never changed their story. Well into their 80s, they were all telling the exact same tale of what they saw that day.
And if they all had missed, the car would have exploded.
I'm not laughing at a president dying. It's just your ability to come up with the most outrageous, unproven conspiracy theories I've ever heard in my life. Why wouldn't they just blow up the car in the first place?
I'm, that's not actually a theory that I think is real.
Okay. Festivus Friday. Mary Beth, Dakota. That's not your Mary Beth, is it?
Oh, I hope it is.
It is not, no.
Oh. Dakota and the others, hang tight. We do have room for probably one extra. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, we got four left to go and about 3 minutes. So let's get through this as quickly as we can.
Yes.
See if we can't get everybody in. Mary Beth, who is not Sam's Mary Beth. Hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
No, I'm not. I'm not anybody's Mary Beth.
Okay.
I'm my own. So my grievance is about driving. And I don't know, is it just me or like people are getting worse as far as their driving ability?
Yes.
But I think, I don't know what's going on, but I drive from Liberty to Kansas back and forth every day. Lots of I-35, lovely traffic. And the thing this week I've noticed is people switching lanes on the highway very, very slowly. And they may or may not have a blinker on, which is a whole nother thing. But they do it so slow that they're like taking up two lanes for quite a while. And so you can't go around them. You can't do anything but wait for them to finally get over in the other lane.
Slow lane changers.
It doesn't make sense. I don't understand.
Okay. All right. Let's get to Dakota in Edgerton. Thank you, Mary Beth. Hi, Dakota.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Same to you. Thank you.
So my grievance is being a female in a male-dominated industry.
Mm-hmm.
I call in a few times. I'm actually the P&D driver that texted in Monday about the ice melt.
Yeah.
And what it is where I'm at right now in Edgerton, the warehouse is two security guard shacks. And the first time I came here, I'd never been here, so I just, turned my truck off, got out, talked to the guy, all that jazz, and went in. It wasn't until a couple weeks after when we started getting a routine here that he mentioned, I was like, you are one of the easiest drivers to work with. Like, every single guy that comes through here always has to have a hissy fit about it. I'm glad you follow the rules, and the only thing I'm thinking of is there's rules.
Yeah,
because again, I did it out of a common courtesy aspect. So,
like, yeah, women are awesome, Bob.
All right, Dakota.
Dakota, thank you.
Thank you. Let's stay in Edgerton, but go over to Missouri's Edgerton and Gavin. Hello.
Hey. So my grievance today is with myself.
Uh-huh.
For the last couple weeks, I've been really kind of watching my weight, and I got down about 15 pounds. So me and the buddies, we went out and we got some Taco Bell today.
That's a bad decision.
I ate entirely too much Taco Bell, entirely too quickly, and now I've got a tummy ache.
Oh.
You're going to have more than a tummy ache in about 2 hours, buddy, I'll tell you
Gavin,
right now.
Gavin, I might get to a toilet.
Pretend like you're having a colon prep tonight. That's what I would do. And lastly, Bev in Kearney. Hello, Bev.
Hi, Bev.
It's you. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Bev in Kearney.
Yeah.
And my gratitude is that I get to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tomorrow.
You're not epileptic, are you?
No.
You'll be just fine. You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it.
I'm excited to go see it.
Yeah, if you have epilepsy, don't go anywhere near TSO.
Yeah, no, it was a Christmas present from my daughter.
Have you ever seen TSO?
No.
Oh, no. You are in for the show of your life.
Scott's a huge fan, Bev.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm excited, really excited.
You enjoy it.
You're going to love it. Have fun.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Annual tradition in my house. Sadly, this year, we can't make it. So I told Sarah we'll do it next year.
Do you want me to hum it? Dun, 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 dun.
That is not humming.
Birthdays today. A couple of musicians today. Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls and Jim Messina. Famous for his work with Kenny Loggins back in the 70s. And also, I believe he was in Poco. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will be back on Monday, God willing, at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Sam Stevie is our producer. Dana Wright, my good friend and co-host. My name is Scott Parks. We will see you Monday at 2 o'clock. Be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.